Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna and I'm so excited, so thrilled, so happy to be here today with you and to really journey in a state of pure flow with you in this episode. And Divine You is all about your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation, and this whole podcast is just about you starting to live your best life and creating really the life that you long for and that you desire. And we play in so many different fields. We play in the field of intuition, and then also in the field of energetics, and also healing and transformation and mindset. And oh, there's so many things we could do. I'm just like, time management is also one thing I really love, and masculine and feminine energy. So there are so many fields we are playing in, but this is like life. Life is so abundant on concepts and ideas and transformations and shifts. So I actually love to play in different fields because I'm so curious and I'm so interested in different things. So for me, I never ever want to stop learning. I never ever want to stop to be like interested and curious, and I never ever in my whole life want to stop to transform my life and become a better version of myself. And this is why, like, there are so many topics, but in the end it's all about you and your own transformation and your own changes and really stepping in your greatness and becoming the best version of you. And we are doing it all here. So today is flow state, and flow state a bit in a different way than you might know it. We will discuss that in the beginning, and then I will give you three steps how you can fully step into flow. And if you are in flow, let me know, because this is fun. This is like the best days in my life are flow days, where I have epic moments, extraordinary experience, coincidences, everything. Those are the days that blew my mind, because my mind is a little bit turned off those days. It's not so on. It's a little bit more quiet, but it's still there to think this is crazy, and it's okay. My mind can think that. So I want to start with you by talking about what flow state means, so we have a general understanding and are on the same page, you and I. And then I want to give you three steps how you can move into a flow state. And I want to be quite honest. I feel that flow state is a little bit of a different thing for me than it is like common knowledge. So I want to share that in the beginning just to get clear on, what the definition is and what my definition is, because they're a bit different and that's okay. But I still love the phrase like flow state, because it really feels like it. So the definition is that it comes from positive psychology, and it means that it's being in the zone. It's a mental state in which a person performs some activity and is fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus, full involvement and enjoyment in the process of the activity. So this is the definition. It's like the state where you are so in the zone with one activity, and you're fully immersed by it and just like fully in it, and just like time slows down a bit. You're so focused, you're so clear, you're not distracted, you don't procrastinate, you just do the thing and it feels so aligned. And this, for me, feels a bit more like, this is more like in a field of I learned something new, or I'm so obsessed with a topic, so I'm just dive into the topic, or I'm just obsessed with this one task, so I dive into the task. And for me, flow state is actually a state of pure joy, where I'm equally aligned with my soul and the universe, and I'm just flowing through my day and experience magical encounters, coincidences, miracles, because I'm acting and being in full alignment with my purest essence and my surroundings, with which is like the universe. I'm part of the universe as well, but it's like, it feels like everything is clicking. every part is just so aligned. Everything is just like, it feels like all energies are 100% pure and aligned. It feels like perfection. It feels like this is like an incredible movie, but I'm not watching it. I'm in it and I'm the main character. This is how flow state feels for me. It's like, this is me in the best energy, co-creating with the universe, which is also in the best energy because it's a reflection of me. And this is all so aligned. Everything is flowing. Everything is coming to me. The most incredible things happen. My desires come to me. I meet the people that move me forward. And everything's just like in awe. Like, what is this even? I'm just like flowing and everything works out for me. There's no resistance, no trouble, no things. Nothing is going wrong. It's just a pure energetic state where I'm in my highest state of service, of being here, of joy, of fun, of abundance. And the whole world is just clicking with it. And the brain, the mind, is very quiet. It's not in anxiety, anxiousness, frustration, fear, doubt, overthinking. The brain is very quiet. It's not saying so much. It's kind of more watching, receiving, in awe, in curiosity, in trust and surrender. This is the brain. But it's not a lot of thinking going on. It's more like, I just follow whatever is going to happen. I'm just following. This is flow state for me. It's the purest form of being. It's the purest, most aligned form of being on this planet. It's the most fun form of being, to be honest. This is when I feel I'm fully alive. This is when I feel I'm in my highest purpose and in my soul. I'm connected to everything that exists. I'm just here because I'm supposed to be here. This is just when I'm like, this is it. I need nothing else than this. This is it. This moment, this experience, this is it. There's nothing better in this world than this, and there's nothing better coming because I'm now in the moment and I'm in it. And when I'm in it, I already am everything. I'm like in everything in this moment, so I don't even need to be anywhere else because I'm in it. I'm fully in my life. And I always say it's a little bit like a movie, but I'm fully in the movie. I am the movie. It's nothing that where I watch myself or stop myself or control myself. I'm in it and I'm fully living the movie with every ounce of my being. I'm the movie. And this is also like, I'm the movie, but I'm also the main character. I'm both at the same time. This is how it feels. And it's such an epic state. It's like the most amazing state. It's like, can I just bath in this the whole time? Of course not, because I'm human, but if I could, I would. I would just be in flow state 24/7. Of course, my mind has a little bit of a story around relationships and friendships and how this would work. But the truth is, with the people that are closest to me, and they are in flow state sometimes as well, I have the most epic coincidences with them. Just like they flow suddenly into my life in exactly the right moment, and it's just like such a beautiful creation the whole time. So I also believe, and I want to say that really honestly, when we all would be more in this flow state of pure joy and happiness and just trusting, surrendering, following, we would have such a beautiful world where there would be magical encounters all over the place, here and there and there. And like everything would just flow so naturally and so easily, and people would just have fun and they would do what they love and they would trust and they would experience how things come into their life easily. And it would be a different world. It would be probably a bit like, I imagine paradise is like just beautiful. But of course, we are all human. There are so many things we need to learn. We have so much ego in this world, and of course myself as well, because I'm a mirror for everything and everything is mirroring me. So we are not there yet, let's say it that way. But I want to give you three steps to fully get into flow yourself and enjoy it, to just enjoy it. And it might be that you enjoy it a lot and that you want to do it over and over and over and over and over again. So the first step is that you need a time. You need time to do that. You need a window of time where you have no appointments, no obligations, just for, especially in the beginning, just for yourself. Just be with yourself. You can actually do it with a partner or a friend, but in the beginning, it's really good to learn for yourself, because when someone else is quite heady, they will get you out of flow easily. So you need a window of time for yourself, at least an hour. When you're like trained in it, 10 minutes can be enough, but like 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, half a day, full day of flow, this is something where you, it's kind of, it's, you will of course have nothing planned there, but there's going to be so much happening. Also things that just move you towards your dreams. So just plan it, an hour, maybe today, tomorrow, 2 hours, 3 hours, just like flow time. And then the next step is when you are in this time period where you're like, this is my flow time, ask yourself either what would make me happy right now, or ask yourself what is the most aligned thing that I can do right now. And don't ask your mind, because your mind has an idea. It's like, clean the kitchen, call your friend, watch reels on Instagram, something like that. But your soul maybe wants something different. So you don't ask your brain, you ask your soul. What would really make me happy right now? What is the most aligned thing for my soul that I can do right now? And then you just do that. And it can be so much. It can be going for a walk. This is it for me quite often. Having a coffee, sitting in bed, watching a Netflix series, lying down, meditating, doing yoga. And you really have to listen. There's something where you just feel this is right for me, because you will, it will feel very good. It might, for me, it always feels like suddenly energy is flowing through me. It literally feels tingling, or I feel my crown chakra quite strongly. Also, there's like tingling on top of my head. Like that's when I feel my crown chakra. This is like when alignment hits. This actually feels, I said that the first time right now, alignment hits, but this is how it feels. When alignment hits, it's just like everything energetically comes into place. I feel it, that it comes from my head down to my toes. This is how it feels energetically for me. So you will feel that whatever you do, it feels good. So you can check in with yourself. You're like, I'm not 100% sure what Johanna means. When I say like, this makes me happy, just try it out. Don't overthink it. Just try something and then you will feel, does it really make me happy? Does it bring me joy? Does it feel aligned? If yes, keep on doing it. If no, find something else. And then you'd constantly have to kind of check in and just follow the impulse. What is it now? What is it now? What is it now that I feel called to? What is now the most aligned thing to do now? Oh, now it's going out. Oh wow. I thought I should read like till the end of the chapter. No, stop here and go out now. And then just follow that. It's just like really following one impulse, the next impulse, the next impulse, the next, and just going with it. And then the third thing is, oh, I already said that. The third thing is that you follow your impulse. This is actually the third thing. So the second thing is ask yourself, what would make me happy? What is the most aligned thing? And then just do that over and over again and start to follow this impulse, this impulse, this impulse. And you will have the most epic time of your life. You will be like, wow. Oh, wow, this happened and this. And it's so interesting. Your brain sometimes will come in, will be like, no, you cannot talk to that person. No, you cannot do that. No, this is not okay. Just do it anyway. When your impulse, your inner guidance is saying, do that, do it. You will experience so many fun things. I have like the most epic flow day recently where I manifested a photo shooting. where I got the most amazing mascara, where I manifested new clothes, where I also manifested a new friend, and then also someone who's doing my nails. And it was just like, in a matter of 3-4 hours, all those things that I was longing for and wanting. I wanted an incredible nail salon, found it. I was longing for having someone taking photos of me, found it, without even thinking of it. It was not planned, just like clicked, 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 clicked. And this is flow. This, you actually know when you are in flow, when you get results that you're not thinking of, but you know, knew that you wanted those things. And then you're just like, oh, this is incredible. Can I have this every day? Can I have this all the time? Yes, you can, but you have to do it. You have to do it. And doing it is actually not doing it. It's being. You have to be it. You have to be it. So this is it. I hope you feel closer to flow now. I definitely feel closer to being in flow. I enjoyed this episode so much. I enjoyed it so much just to talk about it, get it out, to flow with it, not overthink it, just give my ideas to you so you can use them and try them out on for you and really work with them. It's so much fun. And I really hope that you take so much from it, that you can use it, that you can start to flow right now, or maybe at least in the next 1 or 2 days. And there is an incredible life for you. And this incredible life starts with your energy and becoming an energetic match, and to fully listen to your soul and following your soul. This is where you are led, and this is where you become whole, and where you feel like you live an incredible life, and people outside of like your world might not understand it. They pretty much might think you're crazy, but then they see your results and they're like, how did that work? And you're like, yes, I flowed. I listened to my inner guidance. I manifested, I visualized. And they're like, how does it work? And this is the thing. You have to trust yourself. You have to follow yourself. You have to listen to yourself. No one out there is going to live your life. No one out there is going to do it for you. You have to do it. And when you start doing it, you will not change yourself and your own life. You will also have such an impact on the world around you. So this is so empowering, so do it. I send you so much love. Have an amazing, incredible week. Enjoy to the fullest. Have a moment of flow. And I'm so looking forward to talk to you next week here in Divine You. Bye-bye.